This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 32 for Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. Brian, today we're going to learn about Lincoln's community learning centers from their director, Nola Derby Bennett.
Oh, that's great. You know, the community learning centers, they provide safe and supervised before and after school programs. They also do weekend and summer enrichment programs for a lot of folks in our community. You know, I would have loved to have something like that after school when I was growing up. I mostly got on the bike, went home, and stayed there until my family got home.
Yeah.
What did you do growing up?
Well, I lived two blocks from the school, like almost literally right across the street. You could see the playground from my, so I would go home, eat my snack, go back to the playground and play a little bit, and then be called home for dinner when the dinner bell rang. So I created my own after school learning center.
Much enrichment, I'm sure.
Brian, what's on our website?
We've got so many great stories up on the website, as we always do. One of them is about the LPS preschool program. Of course, most of our students started school last Monday. Our seniors, they got to come back last Tuesday, but our preschoolers, they filled up our preschool classrooms, over 1,300 of them last Thursday.
And we have so many great pictures sent to us by our staff of that first day. Yeah, there's so many great photos.
It is the best. So check out the story about the preschool program up on the front page right now. Also, and this is just a taste of what's going to be coming up here very soon, there's a story about the community learning centers. We have three new ones at Randolph, Northeast High, and Lincoln High. And so there's an interview with Nola Derby Bennett. And again, you're going to hear that very shortly right here on this podcast. Also, this past Tuesday, our new Learning Lunch series sort of started off for this year. And every year, we're lucky to have Ed Zimmer, who's the historic preservation planner for our city, does the first one, does some historical thing about Lincoln Public Schools or about Lincoln in general. And today he talked about bond issues, or Tuesday he talked about bond issues from a century ago, from 1919 and from 1924.
So I was actually shocked to hear that we did bond issues back in 1919. That was actually shocking for me. I think that was interesting.
One comment that he made was about how he would have liked to write a letter to the editor about one of the articles. And I was thinking that'd be a fun newspaper thing to go find some historical
newspaper
article
about that,
and then react to it.
Like
write a letter to the editor about something from long, long time ago. So anyway, the video and everything is up on our website. You can watch that learning lunch. And then also, this is an ongoing thing, but it's featured on the website right now, called LPS in the News. And whenever Lincoln Public Schools is featured on media, whether that's radio, TV, the web, the Journal Star, we like to feature that up on our website to kind of highlight that. So we've got a few up there right now with the beginning of school. There's an article in the Journal Star about zoo schoolers getting acquainted with their new digs down there at the Lincoln Children's Zoo. There's a story about the first day of kindergarten, jitters for students and parents alike. That was on 10/11. And then on the website, newamerica.org, they had a story called How to Bring Immigrant Families into Schools. And it featured some of our students and schools in their article. Coming up on the calendar, we've got some sports kicking off. There's girls varsity golf going on at Holmes tomorrow. Varsity softball going on at Doris Bear next Tuesday. And if you check heartlandathleticconference.org, you can see more games and information about those.
School is definitely in full swing. I know we've got more and more events populating on our arts calendar. We have nothing really coming up soon, but please check back the arts calendar. We've got theater events being loaded on there, and pretty soon we'll have music concerts as well. So please check our community arts events. Well, Brian, the first week of school, we had community learning centers in full swing, and we went to one of Lincoln's newest at Randolph Elementary. I spoke with some of the students. I sat down as they were working on their homework, and also with Nola Derby Bennett. She's the director of the community learning centers, and here is how they are serving our Lincoln families. So what are your guys' names?
I'm Zoe.
Zoe?
Sunday.
I'm Skylar.
Skylar? All right. So what are you guys doing right now?
Homework.
Homework? So you're done with school day, but you come to CLC and do homework?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And get snack.
What's your favorite part of after school?
The activities.
Well, yeah. Seeing my brother at the time that I can.
Yeah, and the activities. What's your favorite activity?
I would say playing in the gym.
Playing in the gym?
When we split up into groups and then when you're with your friends. And then you do activities together.
What's your favorite time?
Playing in the gym.
Playing in the gym. So what kind of math homework are you working on?
We're doing and then we'll have to do this side.
Yeah. So you're doing addition and multiplication and subtraction, a big numbers it looks like, huh? Mm-hmm.
And she's good at subtraction and I'm good at addition, and she's bad at addition and I'm bad at subtraction, so she's helping me with subtraction, I'm helping her with addition.
So you help each other out. That's awesome. So what grade are you guys in?
Third grade.
That's third grade homework. Yeah. Well, thanks you guys for talking to me. Good luck with your homework.
Thank you.
All right. This is Mindy Burback, and I'm at Randolph Elementary School, where we are with our newest Community Learning Center after school program. I'm here with Nola Derby Bennett. She is the director of Community Learning Centers for Lincoln. And so, Nola, tell us a little bit about what is a Community Learning Center?
Yeah, so Community Learning Center is a program that is operated in partnership with a lead agency, a nonprofit partner. And essentially, I think what most people think of when they think of Community Learning Center is the before and after school programming. But we actually have pretty specific efforts to engage families and neighborhoods and to really tie the academics that students are learning in the school day to experiential opportunities that students can do a little bit more in-depth deep dives in clubs in the after school or before and after school hours.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think of before and after school care, and it is providing that, but it's really enriching and extending the learning day. So what are some of those clubs and enrichment opportunities that you guys provide across Lincoln?
Yeah, so we have a pretty strong focus on makerspace, STEM activities, science, technology, engineering, and math activities. We do a lot of art and music activities with students during the before and after school hours. We bring in a lot of community partners to do that, so it's not something that necessarily is always born from in-house, but sometimes we bring in, Lux Center for the Arts or other different nonprofit partners that can really help to give students a deep dive into something that they may show interest in and have gotten touches of in the classroom, and then they get to really put their hands on things and dive in deep and really expand that learning, both on the academic side, but also on the enrichment side.
It sounds like, it really does take a community, the community in the Community Learning Center's name. I mean, it really is a community, because I visited Arnold Elementary where they had the Junior Jobs Club and they had the construction people come in and the kids got to learn about construction and they got to climb on the big equipment and check it out. And so it really does take community. What does it mean, or how important is it that we have that community support with these learning centers and for our schools?
Well, so I think that most people would agree that in order for students to truly be successful, they need to have great community role models, great parent engagement at their schools, as well as, all of the things that you would get in a natural setting in a public school system with our very highly trained teachers and all of the other professionals that work within a student's building. But really giving students a chance to see what their future looks like and to be able to connect with people who will someday be mentors for them, someday be employers for them, someday be coworkers with them. And so this is a really great opportunity for our community to really engage with the students who are our future.
So we've got several schools. How many Community Learning Center programs do we have? And we are celebrating that we have three more that joined that. So tell us how many we've got and what schools are they serving? Or what types of schools are they serving?
Right, great question. So all of the schools that are Community Learning Center schools are Title I eligible. And what that means is that they are in neighborhoods or they have populations that are 40% or higher free or reduced lunch. We added three additional schools this year with funding that we received from 21st Century Community Learning Centers. It's a federal grant that is run through the State Department of Education. And so we are sitting now at 29 Community Learning Centers within the Lincoln Public Schools School District.
Thank you. And it's not just elementary school. You also serve secondary schools as well.
That's right. So we have, let me do the math on this, 20 elementaries, 6 middle schools, and 3 high schools. So the 3 new schools that we added this year are Randolph Elementary, which is where we are today, and then Lincoln High and Northeast High School.
So what does a community learning center look like at a high school level?
Right, so not so much the before and after school childcare piece, which is what most people think of, but it really is giving those students club opportunities to do deep dives and then getting them connected with what their future is going to look like. So are they students who are going to go directly into the workforce after school? Then we want to give them internship opportunities where they could potentially be doing some on-the-job training as they're in high school and getting some of the skills that they need in order to immediately roll into a career that may be a high need in our community. For example, we have a great partnership with Lincoln Electric System, LES, because they have a retiring population of employees. And so we have to find, you know, our community needs to find ways to backfill those jobs with those very, you know, successful jobs for people who may not be going to college right after high school. And we may have students who are, you know, going into some sort of post-secondary education. And so we want to give them all the college preparation that they need so that when they transition into college, they feel very well prepared to be in a university or community college setting.
So it really is making sure that students are not only college and career ready, but civic ready as well. And that's why those community agencies, those community partners are so important. Tell us a little bit more about those community agencies that serve as our partners in hosting these community learning centers.
Right, so we have 10 lead agency partners, and I always forget to, like, when I name them, I always forget one or two of them. But they're essentially nonprofits in our community that have stepped up and have said, we feel like we have, it fits within our mission to provide community learning center at a particular school. Sometimes it's because they happen to be housed in the neighborhood where the community learning center will be happening. That, for example, would be Northeast Family Center. They are the lead agency for Brownell and Norwood Park. Sometimes it's because the student body population is representative of the demographic that particular agency serves. So that would be an example of Malone Community Center being the lead agency for Color Middle School. Sometimes it is you know, it's just the mission of that nonprofit organization. So we have organizations like Lincoln Parks and Recreation, Family Service, Cedars. Lincoln Housing Authority is the community partner out at Arnold Elementary. The community partner, the lead agency partner for the 3 new schools, as well as at Campbell, is Civic Nebraska. And that is a relatively new lead agency to our system, but one that has really demonstrated that both the youth development side of things, as well as that civic engagement side of things, something that is part of their mission as well.
So what does the lead agency do in those programs? What is their responsibility?
Yeah, so they actually are responsible for the hiring of all of the staff people who work at that CLC. They do all the staffing. They do all of the program development. My role, is really more to help provide consistency across the system, to help with quality programming, to provide support and curriculum guidance on that side of things. But the lead agency is essentially the partner that runs the program.
And we're so lucky to have so many lead agencies that are willing to step up and help us in that. I know this was also, you know, the increased awareness of the community learning centers. We've had it in our district, but the increased awareness came about with the interlocal agreement and the safety and security for kids, keeping kids safe. How important is it that we look at continuing to grow this across our district, not only in our Title I schools, but maybe across schools in other areas?
Yeah, so I think, yes, I agree with you that we've had a lot more awareness of the work that we do because of the Safe and Successful Kids Interlocal. And, you know, one of the cool things I feel like about that interlocal agreement is that they're focusing on both preventive and protective measures for young people. And so I feel like we kind of live more on the preventive side of things where, you know, we're able to bring in programming that hopefully will prevent young people from becoming into a situation situation where we maybe would have to think about a security situation. So in terms of expansion, I think what I think about when I think about the community learning centers and the value that we bring to the students that we are currently serving is that it doesn't stop with those students who maybe are in a higher poverty situation or who would qualify for free or reduced lunch, that legitimately every student within our district could potentially benefit from the programming that we're offering within community learning centers. So, you know, up to this point, because of the funding that we have been able to secure, we have focused on the highest need schools, but I know that there's need in every building.
So you've been with us 2 years, almost, not quite. What has been your favorite thing that you've seen or experienced as part of the Lincoln Public Schools and the community learning centers?
So I think that the thing that has been my favorite thing and the thing that I consistently come back to in relationship to community learning centers came out of actually my interview and the multitude of people who sat on the panel for my interview for this position. And what I came out of that exhausting process knowing was that community learning centers are so important to so many people in this, in our community, within our school district. There is a variety of different sectors of the community that have huge passion for this work, and the impact that we potentially can have as full service community schools implemented through the community learning centers is infinite.
I know every fall you guys do this really fun event. I've been to it. It's so much fun, so much energy. Lights on after school event. Tell me a little bit about that. That happens in October, I believe. It happens in October. So tell me a little bit about that event.
So Lights On After School is a national celebration of after school programs. It happens, I think it's the third week in October every year, and it's on a Thursday, and across the nation, after school programs host a celebration of after school programs. This year we will actually be celebrating our 20th year as CLCs in Lincoln, 20 years of operating community learning centers in Lincoln, so we will have an extra special celebration, and I can tell you that our celebration this year will be at the Lincoln Children's Zoo, where students and families will be able to come and interact with all of the new exhibits at the Lincoln Children's Zoo. You're hearing it here first, actually.
Ooh, an exclusive!
Yes, an exclusive, in the field exclusive. So we will be hosting that event this year, and we will be essentially doing a walk through the last 20 years of community learning centers. We will have a history lesson as well as an immersive zoo experience.
Thank you for joining us, Nola. It's been great talking with you.
Absolutely. I'm glad to have the opportunity to talk about community learning centers.
Way to get the scoop.
Way to get the scoop.
On the
exclusive
CLC celebration.
Yeah.
Our first news breaking item here.
Of the podcast, of the stories.
Great interview with Nola. I love how the community learning centers aren't just this time for, you know, the students are done with school, but they can't go home. So let's just keep them busy, you know, until their parents pick them up. But they get to keep on learning. They get to, you know, finish up any schoolwork or follow up on things that might have happened that day. They get to work in clubs. They get to, it's so enriching. It's like even if a student could go home and there was a family member there and there was that perfect situation, you might want them to go to the community learning center anyway, because there's so much great stuff going on
there.
Well,
it's about that exploration, finding what kids are passionate about, and what better way than through these community learning centers, through play, but it's also learning. It's extending what they're learning at school, and like I think Nola said several times, diving deep into the content that might interest kids and getting them connected to the schools. And it's also a way to, not only, you know, for childcare and extended the learning, but it's also a way to get the community involved and recruiting for the next generation. As we're having retirements and stuff, it's building that workforce. It's that internal building of the workforce, and also getting families engaged in the school and getting them connected to the things they might need to be successful.
And you mentioned while you were talking to Nola, when you stopped by the Arnold CLC last year, that great construction one they did, we'll link to the video that went with that, that we showed to the Board of Education last year. and put that here in the podcast so you can watch that.
It was really neat to see how these community members, and they'd been doing it, this was their second year, construction industry folks coming in and working with kids, probably something they never thought they would do, working in construction, but they were able to connect what they do and get kids excited about a career in construction.
Well, if you've heard a lot about community learning centers and weren't sure what they were, we hope you really enjoyed that. If there's anything you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything along with information with our calendars on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. Also, if you'd like to subscribe and get notified each Wednesday when we put up a new episode, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Spotify. And links to all of those are also at lps.org/podcast. That's all the time Minnie and I have for today. Thank you for joining us at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.